One of my greatest adjustments during this forced stay-at-home period is transitioning from live theater to streaming productions. I'm happy, no thrilled, to say I have experienced a production online that was not only incredibly satisfying, but so good that it gave me hope that excellent playwrights will find a way to conquer an impersonal delivery system. Certainly, Richard Nelson has done just that with the play, What Do We Need to Talk About? It's produced by Public Theater in New York City and is available on their website and their YouTube channel, free of charge, through June 28th. This is a piece that dramatically sets itself above most of the others I've experienced digitally. Appropriately, this work was written specifically to be performed on Zoom or any of the other streaming platforms. It's a work that fits its environment. Another virtue is that the writing is superb and timely. Through this family of mostly older or middle-aged members, we truly understand what it is like to live during a pandemic. This is a play that expresses every fearful thought and insidious doubt that we all have had over the past few months. What Do We Need to Talk About is somber without being depressing and hopeful without being artificial. It talks about isolation, the loss of friends, the absence of cultural opportunities, the threat to the theater-going experience, and the simple fear of going food shopping. Because it is set upstate New York, it addresses concerns of locals about city dwellers moving to their rural community and has fun with political personalities on a state and national level. The story is told about how Franklin Pierce is regarded as our country's most inept, incompetent president. Murmurs and comments suggest the characters would relegate Pierce to second most incompetent. What Do We Need to Talk About is a play about the Apple family who live in Rhinebeck, New York, as does the playwright Nelson. If you follow the Public Theater, the characters might be familiar to you. Between 2010 and 2013, Nelson wrote and the Public produced four of his other plays using the same characters. They were set at a dining room table, and most of the same actors have played the characters. This attachment shows in a marvelous acting and Nelson's minimalist direction. Barbara, Marianne Plunkett, a woman in her mid-60s, just got out of the hospital and is recovering from a severe case of coronavirus. Living with her while she recuperates is Richard, her 67-year-old brother. He works in Albany as a lawyer for Governor Andrew Cuomo. They share a Zoom screen as Richard dotes on his sister. There is also Jane, Sally Murphy, a younger sister who lives with her boyfriend Tim, Stephen Kunkin. Tim is a former actor who now manages a restaurant in Rhinebeck. He has a minor case of the virus, and he and Jane are quarantining in separate rooms in Jane's house. The final face on the four-unit screen is sophisticated sister Marion, Layla Robbins. She appears the most controlled of the clan, yet her on-screen reactions reveal the most about her feeling towards the others. The individuals are all honest and the relationships loving. These are good, smart people who are coping with living in a void. In years to come, if you want to explain to somebody what it was like to live in 2020, the 70-minute Zoom production will paint a sad but oddly hopeful picture in this moment in time. In essence, this is a play about how communication is essential to overcoming depression and fear. Through Zoom, the characters find a way to connect with each other and feel better. It adds to the humanity of the characters and the situation. That artists use the same technology to create a compelling storytelling experience is as hopeful as it is gratifying. What Do We Need to Talk About is produced by the Public Theater and available at their website and their YouTube channel through June 28th. It's free of charge. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.